This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Check out Bandcamp on Twitter, twitter.com/AdamsBandcamp.
What's in store for the rest of 2011? It sounds like you're a bit of a, you know, just see what pops up along the way kind of guy. But do you have any sort of plans in terms of touring throughout the rest of the year?
Well, yeah, I like to kind of take things as they come, but at the same time, I like to know what's going on, you know, and I like to have things in place, and it can be kind of frustrating when things are a bit up in the air.
Mm.
And there's no real clear direction or structure, you know. So I'd like to be able to get a bit better with that stuff. Like I mentioned before, we're currently independent and we're looking at some offers at the moment. So all of that's pretty crazy at the moment, you know, and trying to negotiate all of that stuff and sort all of that stuff out. You know, there's a lot to think about. There's a hell of a lot to think about, and it's...
So you could be heading to a big label?
Yeah. Yeah? Yeah, it could be. We'll wait and see. We'll wait and see. It's just about getting the right offer.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah.
There's been a few things that have come through, and they're pretty reasonable, but we just... Obviously, I can't sort of speak too much about it because I don't know too much about it. I only know what I know, and even that, you know, I'm not a lawyer, you know.
Exactly, yeah. So all the red tape and the...
Yeah. So... I don't know. I'm just going to take my time and make sure that I make the right decisions. But I'm interested in releasing and marketing and touring in as many places as I can.
Yeah.
And it's just it's a reality that you either need to sign out of your own territory to explore those other places, or you sign out of the States and then out of Europe and then out of Asia, and you have different sort of deals for each different territory. You know, so these are all options, but. I don't know. That's all boring.
It's a big step.
Yeah, we'll wait and see.
Yeah. You know? How about any more acting in the pipelines? Because you did Brand New Day. Anything else coming up?
I don't think so. No. I don't think so. I don't know if what you could call what I did it acting in Brand New Day. That was...
That looked like a bit of fun, though.
That was great fun. Yeah. It was really good fun. And everybody got along really well, and I made some really wonderful friends. And yeah. Also got to hang out with some great people who were already my friends, you know. And
that's
good. Got to work with some people that I really admire, like Bangara and Bangara Dance Company, and you know, shit, Jeffrey Rush and Rachel Perkins and Deborah Melman and Tom Budge and
It was a stellar cast.
Missy Higgins and
good old Missy. We love a bit of Missy.
Yeah, she's great.
Mm-hmm. She's due for an album soon, surely.
I'm staying way out of that one. I'm not touching that one. You can ask her about that. I'm not going to be saying anything. I don't know.
Are you interested in doing any collaborations? Is there anyone that you're sort of hanging out to work with and maybe release a track or two with? We're seeing a few quirky collaborations happening.
Yeah, maybe. Like I said, you know, as much as I like to know what's going on, I do sort of take things as they come, you know, a lot of the time. So if something came up, then I'd have to consider it. But I don't know. I've been enjoying just... Like, last year was pretty full-on for this stuff that we're doing now, like interviews and...
Yeah, yeah.
You know, singing on records and sort of guest singing and doing a lot of guest spots at shows and...
Yeah.
And at the same time doing a lot of my own shows and carrying on a lot with our own shit, you know. Our own stuff. And so I've been really enjoying just sort of being off the radar a little bit. And what I'd like to do is make this new record. I'd like to get a deal in place that I can work with and that I'm satisfied with, and I'd like to market and tour that.
Cool.
You know, wherever we can, you know.
And let the film clips roll, hey?
Let the film clips roll. Well, that's the thing about the label as well, you know what
exactly.
I mean? We got some marketing people in place that actually just do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because unfortunately, being independent, you know, a lot of it's just left up to me.
And there's only so far you can take it.
Yeah, and a lot of it's left up to me and you know, my guitar player, Scott Wilson, and we write the songs together, and I sing a lot of his songs that he's just written, and we do a few of mine that I've just written, and so we're sort of partners in crime, you know, so to speak.
Well, it's a whole different area, really, the film clips, isn't it? It's like a
But it's still just organising, you know, and I want to write songs. That's all I want to do. And
you don't want to be worrying about...
I want to think about guitar sounds and...
Yeah.
Think about arrangements and production.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's one of the big reasons why I want to sign, because I'm just, that's what I want to do, and I want to just get on the plane and get off the plane and go to the show, and
someone's
taking care of all of that, you know, and all I have to do is perform and write music.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is the only thing I'm bloody good at anyway. I'm not good at any of this other stuff, so...
Now, the final question I ask each guest here on Bandcamp, sometimes it stumps people, so you have to do it because everyone answers it. But basically, I read out our mission statement as a community station, and in the 20 seconds or so it takes me to read it out, I get you to come up with a mission statement for your music, so what you hope to achieve through being a musician.
Right.
You're right? So here's your thinking time.
So you read yours and that's my thinking time.
Exactly, yeah. So you get to take ours in at the same time.
Do I have to just go bang as soon as you've finished?
Well, this is the beauty of this being pre-recorded, you see. I can edit out
the
time it takes you to think of yours. So anyway, here's ours. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse lesbian and gay communities, enabling freedom of expression, the breaking down of isolation, and the celebration of our culture, achievements, and pride. Dan Sultan, what is your mission statement?
Well, firstly, that's a great mission that you guys got there. And I guess my mission statement... I think I might have said it in not so many words throughout the interview, is that, you know, I'd just like to be able to write as much music as I can, market it and release it in as many places as I can. And, you know, I want to be able to have a family and look after my family and be able to support myself. So I'd like to be reasonably successful at it too. You know, I don't need a big pink Cadillac and a hot tub full of models or anything, you know. Although that would be nice, but, you know, that's not why I... want to be a kind of rock star, in inverted commas. I'd like to, I think a big one is just to be able to do that. And I think in doing that, any kind of Indigenous, anything out there that's Indigenous and is under the spotlight and is positive, I think is a very important and very, very powerful thing, because, you know, we got a really long way to go. So I'd like to just be... as good as I can be. I've been asked about being a role model and stuff in the Indigenous community, and look, I don't really know about that, you know. I think that's up to everyone else. That's not really up to me. And at the end of the day, I'm 27 and I'm a little bit crazy, and, you know, and that's all right. I don't know if I'm the best role model anyway, but I'd like to just be as good as I can be.
Well, you're definitely showing people that, you know, success is achievable.
Yeah.
And I think you're doing a really good job of that.
Cheers.
So for more info on Dan, head to dansultan.com. And also, of course, the Bill Yanniff gig is happening on April 9th. So for all the details of that one, head up to the website billyanna.com, which is B-I-L-Y-A-N-A. And they're also on Facebook as well, if you want to check them out there. They don't have a Twitter, though. I tried to find their Twitter account. They don't have one.
Who was that? The Billyanna? Yeah. Oh, good. Bloody Twitter. Stupid.
Become our friend on Facebook. Search for Bandcamp Joy.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.